HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
6 international passengers tested positive for the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, out of 3,476 passengers from the so-called at-risk countries tested on arrival at airports across the country on December 1, the first day of implementation of the center's revised guidelines for COVID testing, according to a government statement. The samples of all 6 have been sent for whole genome sequencing to confirm the strain. The passengers are from 11 flights that landed between 12 a.m. and 4 p.m. on December 1. All of them undertook RT-PCR tests. Orissa government on Wednesday asked collectors to prepare for evacuation from 13 districts amid the forecast of a cyclonic storm, Jawad, reaching the coast on December 4. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, said that the low-pressure area forming in the South Andaman Sea will intensify into a depression and move towards the Orissa coast as a cyclonic storm on December 4. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, on Wednesday said that a question on the 2002 Gujarat communal riots asked in the Class 12 Sociology Term 1 board paper was inappropriate and in violation of its guidelines for external subject experts setting question papers. Acknowledging the error, CBSE said that strict action will be taken against paper setters. School administrators said that the question was based on the syllabus and students did not raise any concerns. Heavily mutated Omicron is rapidly becoming the dominant variant of the coronavirus in South Africa less than 4 weeks after it was first detected there, and the United States on Wednesday became the latest country to identify an Omicron case within its borders. The first known U.S. case was a fully vaccinated person in California who returned to the United States from South Africa on November 22 and tested positive 7 days later. The person had mild symptoms and was in self-quarantine, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease official, told reporters at the White House. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, on Wednesday delayed the resumption of scheduled commercial international passenger airline services to or from India, mentioning that it will notify its decision on the same in due time. In a meeting late last month, the central government had announced that commercial international flights shall resume from December 15, after a long hiatus of more than 20 months in between. That decision, however, came under renewed scrutiny as recently as last Sunday, when the government reviewed the strategy following reports of Omicron's emergence.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.